Paul Samuniku says that he plays here tonight. So what does he bring back from your standpoint, and how does your lineup work?
He has the ability to go back and get pucks. So that's what we're looking for from him. When he's skating, when he's healthy and he's skating, it would be a version of what got Josh into the league. Back, touch it first, and move it quick. And he has some success with that. So he's built probably over the last 2 or 3 days. Yesterday he was good on the ice. He looked like he was back to what we remember about Sammy from last year.
How does he straddle the line between fearless and maybe reckless?
I don't feel that way about his game. Like, I've never felt that he was casual or offensively or was completely risk-free. Like, I think he makes good decisions at the line. One of the things, he can get across the line a little bit and get some pucks through, which is important. But I've never felt that it was a risk game where you were willing to live with it, because with his defensive curve, because his offense was so dynamic. I think he's more like Josh in some ways, closer to that style of offensive game than necessarily jumping into holes and toe dragging and doing those kind of things.
What goes into choosing a partner for him just at the stage with Dimitri still out? What kind of factors do you pull?
Well, who they're going to play against is one, right? So what's the match that you're... There's a big difference in line. So if you're playing against the team's first line or playing against the fourth, you're going to see a whole different kind of pressure and different style. We've been short a right-handed defenseman. Yeah, I know he's a lefty, but he's played the offside consistently, so that's the advantage. He can come in and play his offside comfortably.
So who will he start with then tonight?
He'll start with Betetel and may move back over to the left with Pionk at some point.
Sammy admits he can be an emotional player, and maybe as he matures, maybe that phases out, but he mentioned that there was a misunderstanding, he called it, with Charliotti during a skate earlier this year.
Yeah, well, that's fairly standard. He thought the skate was over before the skate was over. It's not the first time. It's kind of funny.
Some people would misinterpret that as punishment. I mean, as to maybe being a reason he was in the minors. Can you just clarify that?
Listen, here's what happened to Sammy Niku. He got in a car accident 2 days into training camp, and then he pulled his groin, and he was out for about a month and a half. And it turned out the Winnipeg Jets were winning an awful lot of hockey games. Then he got a real tough injury that he couldn't skate on, so he was out another month and a half, and we waited for him to get healthy. He played a couple games in the minors, and then he's back up here. That's what's going on with Sammy. There's no controversy with him. He's a good young player that, like all of them, you know, think they should be in the NHL at 14, and he's going to be a good NHL player for the Winnipeg Jets for a long time. I like the guy.
Some tangible benefits to him playing 20 to 25 minutes at the American League level.
Well, that's the one time that you have that. So Kyle Connor did it. He's turned out to be pretty good. I don't think he was real happy about playing in the American League. And then Josh Morrissey guy did it too. And most players do it, right? We went on a run here of drafting real high and putting 18 and 19-year-old kids into our lineup, and they could produce, and it's wonderful. But that's not real, right? Everybody else plays in the American Hockey League, learns the game, especially for defensemen, because there's so much more to learn. The closer you get to the net, the more time you need to develop your game. He's been good. He's had a good year in the American League. I liked his game for us last year. It was pretty good. Might have started the season with us if he hadn't been hurt, and might have stayed here the whole time. So we got banged up on our blue line, brought some defensemen in. We liked the way they were playing. He was hurt for most of it.
I know you like what you've seen from Jansen Harkins. So is this just a matter of you've liked the fourth line configuration and just a straight swap?
This is all positioning. Andrew comes in on the left side. Gabriel Bork's got a real heaviness to our game. Finishes all his checks, block shots. I like where Hark is. We may have to play with that fourth line and move people left and right here if we don't like the result. But he's not coming out on a negative. He's had a good stint here.
The two teams faced 2 weeks ago. What have you learned from that game that can be used tonight?
I'm not telling you any of that. You're asking for my pre-scout,
no,
man.
No, pre-scout. What did you see?
They're a really, really quick team, right? Really good sticks, and very disciplined in their style. That counter game that they run, right? They get it going north real fast, and they'll make it. I mean, they got lots of confidence to make plays in the offensive zone. We felt they've do a really nice job of balancing pucks to the net, and they throw an awful lot of pucks to the net, to making plays as well. So they'll just drop their head and do it. But they make very quick decisions offensively when the puck should go to the net and when they can find somebody late. So we have to be mentally quick as much as our legs have to be going.
Last time you came in Montreal, Patrick Laine, last year, Patrick Laine was in the middle of a slump.
Yeah.
What has he changed in his game that is working for him this year?
Well, just about everything, and that's the idea of young players get better. So his whole 5-on-5 game is better. But he's also bigger, stronger, faster, all those things lead into that. We've never actually spoken about that game that we played in here again. I don't know if you remember, but I certainly do. Yeah, Patrick is night and day a different player then, and that's what these young guys do, right? They go in and out of consistency until they finally hit it.
What's Mason Appleton done on that penalty kill, and will he stay in the
rotation? Yeah, he stays in the rotation, but Kopp and Lowry will go back together, and they'll take the lion's share.
On the penalty kill, does that mean with Sammy in, does that mean your existing D are going to have to do a little bit more work each?
Yes.
And
good pickup.
In terms of, I mean, where it's ranked and some of the issues that you've had, is that about the net front and those peers in front? Is that what happens before it gets to that point?
Oh, there wouldn't be a piece that didn't slightly fall off in our stretch. We like where our penalty kill was last game, but faceoffs disappeared on us a little bit. We stopped getting the clean and clear. Our stand wasn't nearly as good. You lose a little bit of confidence on any one of your systems. You're 5 or 6 inches off where you need to be with that aggressiveness. Those seams are now open, and then we did. We had a whole bunch of goals go in that were some knucklers off shin pads, off knee pads. So you kind of you need a few breaks with the puck too to get kind of on a roll. We like what we did in many.
Staying with special teams, Paul, your power play is kind of purring along. Did you see a freshness once that group was reunited, or the four of those group, after you split them for a while?
Yes, but the big one is we got to know Neil Pionk, right? So we felt we needed a right-hand shot up top. And it wasn't clicking quite as much with the lefty up top, and then when he went back there, it's really no secret to what we're trying to do. Blake Wheeler's going to try to hit a seam or a slot play. But only if it's there, having Neil there as a shooter, and then Blake shooting the puck like he did in Mini and Kyle Connor now, we're not stuck to that one idea only. Teams will come in, they'll have a plan, they'll try to take away Mark or Patrick. We move them around a little bit now, or they move themselves, to be honest with you, around depending on how they get in the zone, whether it's off face-offs, things like that. But having Neil up there getting pucks to the net has, I think, made that more viable, what we're trying to do.
Last one for me on Blake. You mentioned him being a shooter. I don't know if quietly is the word, but he's actually on pace for close to a career high in goals this year. The 28th is his career best, and he's at 14 already. Has he become more of a shooter this year just because of the passing threat?
On the power play, it depends on how the other team is going to kill. These guys, our power play won't look anything tonight like it did against Minnesota based on Montreal's very, very aggressive. It's going to be harder for Blake to shoot that puck, so you won't see that in here today. But I think going to center, you get the puck a little bit more in a shooting position, and both Nikolaj Ehlers and Jack Roslick kind of come in and out of the game in terms of whether they view themselves as shooters or not, if they're trying to make plays. And Blake will do things at times just to lead that, and he'll start pounding pucks just for his line mates to understand that that's the way the game's going to be played tonight. So he's thinking like a shooter.
Last